This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. The Adams County Health Department says a person being held at the Geo Immigration Detention Center in Aurora has contracted tuberculosis. Here's CPR Health reporter John Daly.
TB is contagious but preventable. It can cause severe lung disease and can be fatal. The agency says it's aware of media reports there may be more possible cases, but it so far has not independently verified those. Jason Crow is a Democratic congressman who represents Aurora. He says local, county, and state health authorities have oversight there, but
GEO and ICE are refusing to allow those health authorities access to the facilities.
GEO Group referred CPR to ICE, which says as of Tuesday, Aurora does not have any confirmed active TB cases. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
In Denver, a local license to run a child care business will no longer be required. The city council eliminated the process in order to align with the state's licensing process. The move is intended to remove expensive redundancies for child care providers. Denver International Airport is asking for public feedback on a potential redesign of Peña Boulevard. Denverite's Paolo Chalceta reports the goal is to ease congestion and reduce accidents.
The redesign is supposed to be a multimodal solution, so it would include things like improvements to public transit and pedestrian access, but the main focus of the study is roadway improvements. They're looking at three potential redesigns. The first would be the use of managed lanes, meaning they'd add one or two lanes in either direction, but those wouldn't be for normal traffic. They'd reserve those lanes for buses, shuttles, carpools, or more. The second option is what's called a collector-distributor model. Basically, they would separate out traffic going to all those new homes and businesses out there from traffic that's only headed to and from the airport. The third option they're considering would be some mix of those two.
You can read more of Paolo's reporting on that at denverite.com. This is CPR News.